And to thee will I give the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wish you a blessed feast day of St. Joseph. This is a great feast day indeed, and thus we're keeping it as solemnly as we can. Since the church cannot keep the feast of St. Joseph solemnly with an octave when it falls in March because of Lent, so then we have an Eastertide feast that we can celebrate fully and joyfully now for 8 days. After Mass, we continue our novena in honor of St. Joseph, asking with confidence for all of our needs. Children, on Monday, I forgot to tell you about St. Zita. I meant to mention her to you. Not that she was, as were our other saints that day, great apostles of nations. She didn't write a catechism. She was a cook. She used to bake bread. She was a nanny. She used to look after someone else's children. And during her life as a servant for a wealthy merchant in late medieval Lucca in Italy, Tuscany, why, she was very often criticized by her fellow servants for her piety and her purity. She would love the Holy Mass, and she never missed Mass. She would get up early before the others and go off to the first Mass at the local church. I saw her depicted in a book the other day holding keys, and they say that that's because you pray to St. Zita for lost keys, and I mentioned that to somebody, and I didn't have occasion to think that that would come in handy for me. Last night, after I fed Father Chicada some supper, I came over to church to have a visit to the Blessed Sacrament and to say the Vespers of St. Joseph and Compline. It was dark already, and that cat was laying in wait for me. He's Vivaldi. He's what they would call a needy cat. He seems to require a lot of attention. Well, I had my keys in my hand, and what did you know? The cat was distracting me, and before I knew it, I dropped my keys in the grass there in the dark, and I was in a pickle. What would I do? Because I couldn't get into church, no keys. Couldn't get back to my house, no keys. And poor Father Chicada had retired for the evening. Well, I had no choice but to go and knock on his window. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Well, after I knocked a few times, because you have to persevere when you ask for those kinds of things, our Lord says, finally he did appear, Father Chicada, I mean, and he gave me his keys. Well, Father Chicada has quite a few keys. It's there you can tell how important somebody is around someplace by the amount of keys he has. Father Chicada has a huge bunch of keys that he always carries with him. And I usually try to get by without carrying any keys at all, or just one or two if I really have to. In that respect, I've always admired the Queen of England, even though she's a horrible Protestant. She's the head of the Protestant church in that country, and she's the head of the Masons in Scotland. I learned that about her yesterday. We must pray for her conversion. Well, she never carries keys with her, and I've always thought that would be wonderful not to have to worry about keys. Well, having borrowed Father Chicada's keys, I got a flashlight and I looked, and I said some Hail Marys to honor St. Zita, but no doing, nothing doing. I looked for my keys last night and I couldn't find them. Well, that got me thinking this morning at meditation time how important keys are in anybody's life. Now, it was St. Peter, wasn't it, whom our blessed Savior said, "To thee will I give the keys of the kingdom of heaven." St. Peter has the keys. Remember, he's the saint of tears. He's sort of a saint of ups and downs. He's a saint we must love very much, because sometimes when he was good, he's like children. He was very, very good. And when he was bad, he was very, very bad. St. Peter is a good saint for us. He has the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that represents the Holy Catholic Church. And we put ourselves, when we go to confession, for example, under the power of the keys, because the priest has the supplied jurisdiction of the church to hear confession. Keys. Then our Lord, of course, he doesn't need keys, does he, to get in or to get out? Nor would our Blessed Lady, because they are now in their glorified body in heaven. And the glorified body has as one of its qualities, the quality of subtlety, which allows it to pass through solid objects. And so, saying our Blessed Mother, our Lord, for example, at Easter, when he went to see the apostles, he just went right through the locked door and stood in the midst of his disciples. Now, St. Joseph, some writers say of St. Joseph, and it could very well be true, that he was born without original sin and that he was assumed into heaven as well. But in any case, we know this for sure about St. Joseph, that one look from St. Joseph is sufficient, and every locked door on earth or in heaven, for the church or for secular matters, gets opened right away. St. Alphonsus says that St. Joseph's prayers in heaven are treated as an order by his son, our Lord. And the devout writer Gerson, whom he quotes, says, "When a father prays to his son, his prayers are truly commands." And that's why St. Bernard of Clairvaux and St. Teresa, repeating him, insist that some saints have a specialty, and we love to know about their specialties, don't we? Because then they're meant to help us that way, and they do. St. Anthony finding things, for example. But to St. Joseph is given the power of helping us, not for one particular need, but for all needs, as long as we invoke him devoutly and piously. He helps us in every kind of need, and we never ask St. Joseph's assistance, St. Teresa reminds us, in vain. There are many locked doors in life. And the older you get, children, the more locked doors you will come across in your life. Just a fact of life. Sometimes doors are locked out of fear and out of sadness, and in some very profound sense, as the apostles did at Easter, for fear of the Jews. And we need our Blessed Lord to come inside, to go right through the door, and to appear to us and to say, "Peace be to you." Because very often in life, we don't have peace of heart. And that's why we lock many doors. So we need to ask St. Joseph, as Pharaoh said about the Old Testament Joseph, when we're hungry, when we're in need of heaven's help and heavenly bread of angels, go to Joseph. And our Lord will come. If we go to Joseph, St. Joseph will command his son to come, and he'll come and he'll breathe on us, and that's the Holy Ghost, and he'll forgive us all of our sins, and he will bring to us peace of heart, and he'll banish all fear and all worry. If we ask St. Joseph, he'll do that for us. We ought to ask St. Joseph today, especially for those who have a hard time getting in a door because rattle, rattle, the door is locked. How many people there are today, children, who have no Mass for St. Joseph's Day? How sad. They have no Holy Communion. They have no church and no priest. Let us remember to pray for them. But even worse is the case for those who don't even know what they have lost. Those who have no more, or perhaps who never had, true supernatural faith. Because if you don't have faith, children, you're not going to get anywhere. You can't get into heaven. I saw an ad in the paper last night for a beautiful key that's made out of platinum, and it's all covered with diamonds. Who would buy a key like that? I don't know, because it costs almost $7,000, and it's just a little decoration. But that key is worthless. When you die, if you had a key like that in your possession, wouldn't open up any locks. But if you have the key of the faith, children, joined to a real love of our Lord, charity, it opens the door right away. There are many who have lost their key. There's no way for them to get into heaven. They're wandering around like some poor bishop on the grass with a cat at his feet and no keys. And he's not going to be getting anywhere that night unless somebody helps him. we have to pray for them, children. And we must remember, especially this octave, to pray for them to good Saint Joseph. How many are just plain old sinners who have been locked out of the heavenly kingdom? They're wandering on the dark. They don't have keys. Let us ask Saint Joseph to find their keys for them, shall we? So that they and we and all of us will have the right key for the right lock and will open right up. And we'll be able to go to heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.